Twitter accepts Elon Musk's $44 billion takeover bid. Twitter's board of directors has approved Elon Musk's offer to purchase the social media firm and take it private in a transaction valued at about $44 billion, the company announced on April 25. The company accepted the billionaire entrepreneur's proposal of $54.20 per share in cash. Twitter has a purpose and relevance that impacts the entire world. Deeply proud of our teams and inspired by the work that has never been more important, CEO Parag Agrawal said in a company statement. Musk said in a statement, "Free speech is the bedrock of a functioning democracy, and Twitter is the digital town square where matters vital to the future of humanity are debated. I also want to make Twitter better than ever by enhancing the product with new features, making the algorithms open source to increase trust, defeating the spam bots, and authenticating all humans. Twitter has tremendous potential. I look forward to working with the company and the community of users to unlock it." It's been a roller coaster ride since Musk first acquired a 9.2% stake in the tech company earlier this month. From rejecting a seat on the company's board to multiple Twitter polls sponsored by the billionaire CEO, there have been many twists and turns in recent weeks. Twitter shares rallied more than 5% on the news, topping $51 a share. Shares are up nearly 30% since April 4, when Twitter confirmed that Musk had acquired a significant stake in the company. The board members initially resisted Musk's offer by adopting a poison pill defense to prevent a hostile takeover. The agreement came after Musk confirmed last week that he had secured $46.5 billion in funding commitments to finance the takeover. This included $25.5 billion in debt financing through Morgan Stanley and other financial firms. Musk plans to take the company private when the transaction is completed. The deal is expected to finalize this year. Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, and Allen & Company are working as financial advisors to Twitter, while Morgan Stanley is serving as lead financial advisor to Musk. The Elon Musk list of changes. The primary objective behind Musk's takeover crusade has been to advance the cause of free speech on the social media outlet. Musk has described himself as a free speech absolutist and referred to the website as a de facto public town square. "I hope that even my worst critics remain on Twitter, because that is what free speech means," Musk wrote on Twitter just before the deal was announced. "I invested in Twitter as I believe in its potential to be the platform for free speech around the globe, and I believe free speech is a societal imperative for a functioning democracy," he stated, according to a Securities and Exchange Commission filing. "However, since making my investment, I now realize the company will neither thrive nor serve this societal imperative in its current form. Twitter needs to be transformed as a private company." Musk revealed his reluctance about permanent bans, preferring to install timeouts. Or if a controversial tweet is posted, Musk wants to let the tweet exist. In March, he suggested that Twitter's algorithm should be open source, with code posted on GitHub to spot mistakes or recommend adjustments. Musk later suggested that users should have the tools to learn if their posts are promoted or demoted without any kind of behind-the-scenes manipulation. "Having a black box algorithm promote some things and not other things, I think this can be quite dangerous," Musk said during an interview at a TED conference in Vancouver last week. For years, Twitter users have been clamoring for an edit button on the digital platform. Musk spotlighted the concept again in an April 4 Twitter poll, asking his users, "Do you want an edit button?" More than 4 million people voted, with a majority endorsing the concept. Another proposal is an overhaul of Twitter Blue, the company's first subscription service with access to exclusive special features. Some of these options include cutting the subscription price, removing advertisements, and paying in Dogecoin. "Everyone who signs up for Twitter Blue should get an authentication checkmark," he wrote on Twitter. "Price should probably be $2/month, but paid 12 months upfront and account doesn't get checkmark for 60 days and suspended with no refund if used for scam/spam. And no ads." The power of corporations to dictate policy is greatly enhanced if Twitter depends on advertising money to survive. Moreover, Musk considered Twitter Blue pricing to be proportionate to affordability and local currency. Can Musk save the company? Twitter user numbers have fallen short of Wall Street estimates, and the company recorded a $221 million loss in 2021. In the fourth quarter, Twitter confirmed that its monetizable daily active users increased by 6 million to 217 million, below the market forecast of 218.5 million. Ad revenues in the October to December period totaled $1.41 billion, which fell short of Wall Street's $1.43 billion target. Ultimately, Twitter usage has been disappointing over the past decade. In 2013, the platform had more than 200 million active users. Today, it has approximately 113 million, trailing Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Where Twitter goes from here following Musk's acquisition is honestly anybody's guess, Aaron Solomon, chief legal analyst for Esquire Digital, told the Epoch Times. What is certain is that Musk and any other people who helped facilitate his bid are banking on the fact that Elon Musk at the helm of Twitter is going to cause not only a spike in the price of the shares, but allow Twitter to grow and scale, as it has yet to prove that it can do in its history. If Musk transforms Twitter, will they come back? Over the past couple of years, many Twitter alternatives have been popping up, including Truth Social, Parler, and Getter. It is difficult to determine if users who flock to these social media platforms will return to Twitter after banning and suppressing many users, according to Terry Sawchuk, the CEO of Sawchuk Wealth. Of course, the one person that many users are waiting for is former President Donald Trump. Will he be reinstated, or would he even come back at this point? I don't think that there's a high degree at all for Trump to go back, Sawchuk noted. He's obviously not real happy with the way he's been treated, and Trump's not the type of guy that is probably gonna make amends on that. The other issue is that Trump has too much money invested in Truth Social, his new social media app. I just don't see Donald Trump ever going back to Twitter, he stated. According to Fox News, Trump will formally join Truth Social in the next 7 days as scheduled. I am not going on Twitter. I am going to stay on Truth, Trump told Fox News on April 25. I hope Elon buys Twitter, because he'll make improvements to it, and he is a good man, but I am going to be staying on Truth. Industry observers are saying any updates that may be enacted by Twitter will be enough to attract new users or bring back those who abandoned the platform years ago. Following the announcement of the deal, Twitter is anticipated to make immediate changes, beginning with the replacement of CEO Agrawal. Musk has stated that the platform stifles free expression, particularly since Agrawal took over management from Jack Dorsey. Musk had already indicated his opposition to Agrawal's appointment. Additionally, the takeover story will continue to bring attention to, and possibly expand, the platform's users and their engagement, generating additional ad dollars, according to some analysts. Investors will undoubtedly be watching the first quarter earnings report on April 28. Goldman Sachs recently reaffirmed its sell rating on Twitter stock, giving it a price target of $30. Emil Akin contributed to this report.